City leaders in San Francisco are preparing for the next legal battle over gay marriage. They lost a round yesterday. The California State Supreme Court ruled unanimously that Mayor Gavin Newsom exceeded his authority when he issued thousands of marriage licenses to same-sex couples last winter. The court says those marriages are now invalid. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
Mayor Gavin Newsom all but acknowledged that he knew that his bid to sanction the marriages of some 4,000 same-sex couples was headed for trouble. In a public court hearing in May, the justices appeared unimpressed by his argument that he could defy a state ban on gay marriage by invoking the state constitution's Equal Protection Clause. After the state Supreme Court rejected that argument yesterday, Newsom said he would abide by the decision, but he would not apologize.
We decided to challenge the law. We decided, more importantly, to put a human face on discrimination. We decided to give people a narrative, a story. And I'm proud that 4,037 couples from 46 states, 8 different countries, came to San Francisco to live their life out loud.
There were couples such as Stuart Gaffney and John Lewis, partners of 17 years, who said they were celebrating their 6-month anniversary yesterday. Both stood on the steps of the state courthouse wearing tuxedos and stickers that read, "Freedom to Marry." Both said they were disappointed with the ruling, but not deterred.
Well, in our hearts, it is not void. We have an equally valid marriage in our hearts, and we are just more determined than ever today to struggle forward until it's recognized.
No court can take away the love that the two of us share, but there are thousands of very important rights that we deserve as a loving couple that any other couple that's been together for 17 years has that's a heterosexual couple.
Opponents of gay marriage said that disappointment is understandable, but that the mayor should not have raised expectations that the marriage licenses would be ruled valid. Attorney Jordan Lawrence of the Alliance Defense Fund, which argued against gay marriage before the court, said Mayor Newsom chose the wrong way to challenge the law.
I think the state Supreme Court sent a very strong and emphatic message to the mayor that you must follow the rule of law. The mayor can't be a law unto himself and just decide for himself what the state law says and pick and choose which state laws he's going to obey and which ones he's going to ignore.
Lawrence was echoing the ruling written by Chief Justice Ronald George. He wrote, "Public officials are not free to ignore their duty to follow the state law solely because they think the law is unconstitutional. Otherwise, quote, any semblance of a uniform rule of law quickly would disappear." But George also emphasized that the court offered no opinion on the constitutionality of same-sex marriage. And that's the next battle. Lawsuits challenging California's ban on gay marriage are moving through the Superior Court here. Legal experts believe it could take about a year to reach the state Supreme Court. So it's too soon to say whether the California justices would follow the example of the Massachusetts High Court and allow same-sex marriage. Mayor Newsom insisted that the fight for gay marriage is only beginning. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.
Here's an update on a story that Richard sent us yesterday about a California teenager who tried to buy a gun company. Brandon Maxfield wanted to take over and shut down the maker of the gun that paralyzed him in an accident. When Bryco Arms went up for auction yesterday, he bid $505,000, but fell just short of another bidder.